News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Low smoke and smokeless fuels do not lower the risk to human health from air pollution. In fact, in some instances, they may actually have a counterproductive effect. This is scientists in Galway who have discovered that. Prime amongst them, Professor Jurgita Ovadinavita, who is director of the Centre for Climate and Air Pollution Studies at the University of Galway. Jurgita, what is it that you have found?
Good morning, Dara. As you rightly pointed out, like, our study shows that manufactured low smoke fuels developed to reduce particulate mass emissions release more so-called ultrafine particles. These are tiny particle matter that can penetrate even deeper into our bodies. And our study highlights the need for a holistic approach when addressing the solid fuel burning issue. And while recent regulations are very welcome, we need to go further and understand the full spectrum of the impact of solid fuel burning, from emitted mass to number, size, and finally composition and toxicity, because that's
so
not...
So if I understand this right, Jurgita, it essentially is that the smoky fuel put out big particles that contributed to smog and you could see it in the air. The smokeless fuels, the particles you don't see, but they get into your lungs better.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's not even the not just lungs. It can even penetrate deeper, like, and cross the blood-brain barrier. So it even can go into your brain. But they are so tiny that they are not visible. And it's even difficult to detect that with the regulatory instruments. So you need more sophisticated instruments to monitor those particles.
And what's the potential health implications of this?
So it's very difficult to assess now. So numerous studies, scientific studies, have shown that they are very detrimental for our health, but we cannot kind of evaluate which is better, like smoky fuels or smokeless. For now, like, they would have very distinct impacts on our health or different health aspects. So it needs to be looked at much more closely and comprehensively evaluated in order to judge what is better, if at all better. And we also need to account for climate effects, because, like, when we talk about health, like, the smoky fuels do not contribute just to health, they contribute to the climate. So we need to assess that.
Professor Jurgita Ovadinavita, thank you very much. That is Professor Jurgita Ovadinavita, who is director of the Centre for Climate and Air Pollution Studies at the University of Galway.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.